Documentaries are a lot of work, simply because good ones have a lot of research and small pieces attached to them. They've really come into their own, too, in the world of motion picture arts and sciences. Tell me a bit about the origin of this project and how daunting the task seemed as you looked at it, the pre-dawn angle.
The task became much more daunting as I got into it. The evolution of it was I was in Germany in 2006 during doing a German-American journalism fellowship, and I had a little bit of time left over before I had to catch my flight, so I went to former Gestapo headquarters, which was heavily bombed, and it's just the foundation of the building. And there's an outdoor exhibit there, and as I walked through this exhibit, I came across the Gestapo mugshots of a woman by the name of Mildred Fish Harnack, and I looked and it said University of Wisconsin-Madison, and it's one of those moments where you kind of rub your eyes and look and go, am I really reading this right? So I came back and started my research on her, knowing that I would have an opportunity to go back to Berlin as part of this fellowship in 7 years. And so I did some research and put it in a file and thought, someday I'm going to go and do that story. And a year later, this fellowship called me up and said, we have an opening, would you come back? And I said, yes, but you have to help me do this story. And so that was the start of the research. And over the past 5 years, went through CIA files, more than 20 Freedom of Information Act requests, and always these threads that would lead from one thing to another or someone who could tell me a little bit, but then I should go to someone else to find some more information. And so it was these threads going off of what seemed like millions of directions.
Wow. So it's complete now, and you're looking back. You're in the rearview mirror. Did it provide all the surprises and more that you thought it might?
It provided a lot more surprises than what I had expected. I learned a lot more than what I knew initially going in, and the initial story is pretty intriguing when you hear that she's the only American woman executed on the direct orders of Adolf Hitler. But it didn't end with her execution. It really is still evolving, the information that's coming out, because of what happened in the Cold War, both with what happened in Eastern Europe with their image and propaganda and what happened here in the United States with CIA and the FBI investigating this group as communist spies, which they were not.
Is this the first Mildred story is seeing the light of day?
This is the first documentary on film. There are a couple of books that have been written about her. Shireen Blair Bryce's book in 2001, Resisting Hitler, was the first book that really detailed and chronicled what was going on, both with the CIA, the FBI, and the KGB, and really revealed the true story of this Wisconsin heroine.
Tell me a bit about the sense of responsibility a producer must feel when putting together a very important story and obviously telling it for someone else.
Right. You know, I tell people it's not like the death of Abraham Lincoln. The story has never been told. So from that standpoint, it's very intriguing. There's nothing really to gauge it against other than the books. But it's very daunting when you have bits and pieces of information that don't necessarily line up. There's conflicting information. And one of them was about her religion. I have documents that show that she was raised as a Baptist, that her mother was a Christian Scientist. I have documents from Germany that show that she was a non-believer. And I have a final questionnaire 24 hours before her death that shows she was evangelical. So you have these conflicts of, okay, so what was her religion? And it may have changed, but she was also answering the way that she thought the Nazi government would not intrude further into her life.
Is that the toughest part of producing something like this, determining what to say and what not to say?
Well, in her case, she would be 109 years old right now, so there's not a lot of first-person accounts of her other than memoirs that were written. We did track down a boy that she tutored. His father worked in the U.S. Embassy. He was the American contact as Arvid and Mildred provided this gentleman with information for the U.S. government, and she tutored his son. He's still alive. He has great stories about Mildred and Arvid and really could give us a firsthand account of what their daily lives were like in Berlin in the resistance.
You've been living her story for quite a while.
I have been living her story for 5 years, exactly. And I'm still amazed at the stuff that's coming out. And when I go to a place that I know where she has been or is authentic to her story, I can sense it and I can really tell that.
On Wisconsin Public Television, the premiere is Monday. How often will it be aired on WPT?
It'll be aired several times. I know there's another airing on November 15th at 10 p.m. The initial premiere, as you had mentioned, is November 7th at 8 p.m. Monday night. But we also have our Wisconsin channel, which is one of our HD channels. It's a sub-channel of Wisconsin Public Television, and it will get numerous plays there. Plus, part of my project was there's a day of remembrance in Wisconsin public schools for her, but very few schools do anything in her honor. And so part of this project is that we are going to supply every public high school in the state of Wisconsin a copy of this documentary.
Other than its broadcast schedule, what other life does this piece have?
Well, I think there's actually quite a bit of interest overseas from it. The European Union is interested in promoting the documentary and helping distribute it. The U.S. Embassy in Berlin is interested because she had an active role in the U.S. Embassy in the 1930s and early 40s. There's interest from a school in former East Berlin that's named after her. The Mildred Harnack Oberschule is interested, along with the university where she got her doctorate degree in Gießen. So I think there's actually quite a bit of life for this documentary. Both in this country, the National Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. is interested. So I think while I've been journeying with her for 5 years, I think this is only the beginning.